You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Right, so you guys sent this in, and it's juicy, it's messy, it's got all the makings of a celebrity scandal. Sean Diddy Combs, are we calling him Diddy? Puff Daddy.
I think he's going by Diddy these days.
Diddy it is then. So Diddy, right? He's facing some pretty serious accusations, and everyone's digging into his past and how this might impact, of all people, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's fascinating how these accusations against Diddy have really kind of unearthed his past, haven't they? And kind of pulled all of these people he's connected with, like Bieber, into the spotlight.
Yeah, and it all kind of unravels with this crazy anecdote, and you've got to hand it to the Kardashians for always having some dirt. It's from Khloe Kardashian back in 2014 talking about Diddy's parties. I mean, talk about wild. She's telling Courtney about this one night, saying half the people there were butt naked, and guess who was there? A young Justin Bieber.
Right, and it's that little detail she adds telling Courtney you would have loved it that really makes you think, right, especially now.
Totally, like what was actually going on at these parties, and why is this anecdote suddenly relevant again?
Timing. It's all about timing. This old Kardashian clip resurfaces just as the news about Diddy's arrest breaks. And it's like those accusations against him, they just paint those parties in a totally different light.
Like they suddenly seem a lot more sinister.
Exactly.
You sent us some pretty intense articles about these accusations against Diddy. We need to break this down so everyone understands just how serious this is.
This is no small thing. We aren't talking about like a parking ticket here. Diddy is facing a federal indictment. It's racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, transporting for prostitution. I mean, these are incredibly serious charges, the kind that could put him away for a very long time.
Wow. So how is he responding to all of this?
He's pleading not guilty, of course, and his lawyers are pulling out all the stops. They're asking for a $50 million bail. They want him on house arrest, and they're arguing that Diddy's parties are just a lifestyle, not a crime. They're trying to paint this picture of him as just a successful businessman living the high life, but ultimately innocent of these particular crimes.
It's a bold strategy, trying to basically say, this is just how we roll in the music industry.
Right.
It'll be fascinating to see how that plays out in court, especially with accusations this serious.
Absolutely. It really brings up this whole conversation about what's considered normal in the music industry, the power dynamics at play. And I think we're going to get into all of that.
So Diddy's facing these incredibly serious charges.
Yeah.
And everyone's digging into his past, which brings us back to Justin Bieber. What's been his take on all of this?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? On the surface, silence. Nothing.
Which for someone like Justin Bieber, who's usually so active online, kind of speaks volumes.
Exactly. Especially considering his history with Diddy, right? This wasn't just some casual we met at an awards show kind of thing. Diddy was a mentor to Bieber, a collaborator. I mean, Bieber's publicly credited him with helping him navigate, you know, the whole music industry thing.
So this must feel way more personal.
Oh, absolutely. And sources close to Bieber are saying he's pretty shaken up about all this. Disturbed and thrown were the words being used.
Yeah, I can't imagine seeing someone you looked up to facing charges like that.
Especially with the image, Bieber's been working so hard to build these last few years, right? The whole husband, father, family man thing. Remember that happy bubble he talks about?
This kind of bursts that bubble in a big way.
Big time, especially from a PR standpoint. And those close to him are saying he knows it. But he's shut off completely, avoiding anything to do with Diddy, trying to distance himself.
But for how long? This isn't just going to disappear.
Right. And I think at some point he's going to have to address it, especially because this is where things get really interesting. Remember how we were talking about Diddy's past?
Oh, it's about to get messy.
Well, a video from back in 2009 has resurfaced online. Diddy with a 15-year-old Justin Bieber.
Okay, 15 is...
young. And the things Diddy says in this video are, well, let's just say people are raising eyebrows. He's bragging about having Bieber with him for 48 hours, calls it a 15-year-old's dream, talks about how they're going to go full crazy.
I mean, given everything else, those are some seriously creepy comments.
Yeah, creepy at best. People are using the word predatory, and it's easy to see why, especially with the age difference, the power dynamic there.
Diddy was already a giant in the industry, and Bieber was just starting out.
Exactly. And for this video to come out at the same time these charges drop.
Talk about bad timing.
The worst.
Yeah.
And it really puts Bieber in a tough spot. He's never really talked about that period with Diddy publicly, but this video, hard to ignore.
So what happens now? Does he address it? Does he try to distance himself even more?
He's walking a tightrope, that's for sure. It's anyone's guess what he'll do next. But what's interesting is how Justin's own family is getting pulled into this.
It's like this whole thing with Diddy is pulling everyone in. We talked about Bieber's silence, but what about his family? They've got to be feeling the heat too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Those ripple effects are impossible to ignore. And Justin's own father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin, he's adding fuel to the fire.
Okay, how so?
So Baldwin posts this cryptic video on TikTok, right? And naturally, everyone's freaking out trying to figure out what he means.
Cryptic how? Give me the details.
He's talking about the calm before the storm and the calm after the storm. Basically saying, brace yourselves, more trouble is coming. Hmm. But he never actually says what he's talking about directly.
Talk about timing though, right? Diddy's arrest, the video with Bieber, Bieber's silence. I mean, there's definitely a storm brewing. Do you think he's hinting at something bigger?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but you can't help but wonder. Does he know something we don't? Is he worried about how all of this is going to affect Justin and Haley? We're in full speculation mode here, but yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on.
It's giving very much reading between the lines energy. Like, yeah. When everyone knows exactly what you're talking about, even though you haven't actually said it.
Totally.
But Baldwin's not the only one adding more layers to this story. Remember how we were saying Diddy mentored Usher?
Right, back when Usher was only 14.
Well, some old interviews with Usher have resurfaced. And let's just say they're adding a whole other level of intrigue to this whole thing. There's this one interview from 2016 where Usher talks about witnessing some pretty wild stuff while he was living with Diddy.
Curious was the word he used.
Curious is definitely one way to put it. But there's this one quote that really gets me. He says, "There were very curious things taking place, and I didn't necessarily understand it."
Chills.
Right. Like, what did he see? Could this be connected to what Diddy's being accused of?
It's the million-dollar question. And yeah, Usher hasn't come right out and connected those experiences to what Diddy's being charged with now, but you can't deny the timing of these old interviews resurfacing. So where does this leave us?
Right. This deep dive has been a wild ride.
That's for sure. I mean, for Diddy, this is just the beginning of what's probably going to be a very long, very messy legal battle. And for Justin Bieber, even though he's saying nothing, this could be a defining moment for him. How he handles this or doesn't handle it could have a lasting impact on his career and this whole image he's built for himself.
It's crazy how the past has a way of catching up to the present. Especially these days when everything lives online forever.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about old party photos here. We're talking about serious accusations, resurfaced videos, cryptic messages. It's a lot.
Absolutely. And it makes you think about fame and power and accountability, especially in the music industry. It's definitely something to think about.
It is. And I think this is far from over.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.